Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, well over 2 years ago, South Africa found itself on the Financial Action Task Force grey list. Now, speaking earlier this morning on Seize the World, a lot of South Africans joke around the fact that when we hear task force, we tend to become a little worried and concerned. But the truth is, we've been making progress. We've essentially been ticking off a number of action items that we've gone past and implemented successfully to ensure that our efforts to show the world that we don't facilitate money laundering and our systems are secure enough to actually ensure that, together with any kind of financing or funding to enable kidnapping, is something that we actively working against. However, we are still not off the list. This week, there's a key meeting happening between financial services representatives, National Treasury, and key leaders in the country with representatives of FATF. To tell us more about where we are, what we should be concerned about, and just how much progress we've made, is a good friend of Kaya Biz, whom we speak to very often here on the show. The last time we touched on this story was earlier on this year with Stephen Powell. He's the head of forensics at ENS Africa to give us an update on the story following our conversation in July. Stephen, welcome back to Kaya Biz. Thank you so much for your time. Oh, Stephen, seems as though your mic might still be on mute, so still stuck in 2020 there. Perhaps if you could hear us, if you could please unmute your mic. You're live on Kaya Biz.
Good evening, listeners, and good evening, Kukuletu. Great to be back with you, and I'm very excited to talk about this topic of whether or not South Africa gets lifted from the grey listing by the FATF.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been an ongoing journey, and one that we've been fighting really hard for since making it to the grey list in 2023. Not something that we should be proud about, but what we should be proud about is the action plan that we've put in place. 22-point action plan, and so far I understand that we're at least 80-90% of the way, but what will it take to see us get that clarity by the end of this week?
So I think the FATF recommended an on-site visit to specifically assess whether or not we have actually implemented everything that we put onto the list. And a lot of work has been done. And when I look at the last comments by FATF in June of this year, they were comfortable that South Africa had made significant progress, and we demonstrated a sustained increase in investigations and prosecutions of serious and complex money laundering, as well as the full range of terror financing activities in line with our risk profile. You'll remember some time ago when we were first grey-listed, Kukuletu, I explained that South Africa was found wanting in terms of the identification of terrorist groups, as well as the investigation and prosecution of terrorist groups, which the FATF felt was not consistent with our risk profile. They were aware that there are lots of terrorist cartels operating in our region, and we were not identifying that. And I'm very pleased that they've acknowledged that we've made substantial progress, and it looks like we've now met all 22 of the requirements. The term they used is we are substantially compliant, you know, so it looks like we've done everything to get off the list.
Substantially compliant is good news, but I guess we still have to wait some kind of final confirmation from FATF. I'm not too sure how close you might be to the activities and the meetings on the ground, but, you know, can you help us understand just some of the deep deliberations that will certainly take place, but not just deliberations, but clear actions that we also need to show, especially when it comes to accountability and consequence management for those who might be found wanting?
I think the investigations of serious and complex money laundering was an area which we were deficient in, and that has been largely addressed. And I think there's been some superb and tireless work and effort that has gone into this process by the NPA as well as the DPCI. And I think we've been able as a country to demonstrate tangible efforts that have been made and progress that has been made in terms of addressing it. You know, I think we were the culprits of an own goal in terms of the Zondo Commission, and make no mistake, I support the Zondo Commission 100%, and I do believe that the Zondo Commission was critically needed, and the recommendations of Judge Zondo have been invaluable in terms of limiting and addressing and mitigating corruption risks and helping the authorities just to investigate and prosecute. We've seen a huge spate of legislative change, and what we also seen is that we've seen active supervision by the different regulatory bodies. We've seen, you know, the FSCA have imposed fines and penalties against non-compliant actors and players in the legal in the financial sector. And we've also seen the SARB taking action to demonstrate enforcement. And all of these are critical measures to provide the evidence to the FATF that we are doing enough. And we've also seen significant improvement on DFNBPs, designated non-financial business professionals. And this includes legal practitioners, estate agents, as well as the diamond and gold dealers. These were all sectors where FATF had criticized South Africa and said, guys, you are not doing enough. Your controls, your supervision is inadequate. And I think all of the different regulatory authorities, including National Treasury, the FIC, as well as the investigative bodies, have stepped up and really done a lot to convince FATF that we deserve to be taken off the list. But I think it's a point you made in the intro. It's an ongoing process, Kugeletu, and we can't take our foot off the pedal because we can easily get back onto this list if we're not careful. I think 80-90% positive that we are going to get a positive result from the FATF. Mm-hmm. And certainly the individuals that I've been speaking to, both within the DPCI, the NPA, as well as the FIC, there is a positive mood in the camp that we've done enough, and I think that's about to be recognized by FATF. I think I'll be mortified, I'll be totally shocked if we don't get off the list.
Yeah, that's good to hear, and we certainly are very hopeful. As you mentioned, the Zondo Commission, I am watching the TV screen in front of me, and the Maganga Commission is one that all of us have been keeping our eyes out on. If we do take a look at not only this commission, but the sittings that have been happening in Parliament, especially as they indicate the weaknesses we see in our justice and correctional services system, could this compromise or shift the view of FATF representatives?
I think that in terms of the infrastructure, we've done enough to demonstrate that we've recovered from state capture and that we have now recapacitated some of the bodies that were completely decimated by state capture, and that includes DPCI, it includes the NPA. So I think with these changes, even if there is a lot of adverse information coming out of the commission currently, it's not great news, and I certainly hope we are not scoring another own goals. We seem to be very good at putting the ball into our own net, but hopefully not. I think that systematically we've done enough.
Got you. Now, let's certainly hope that we do get positive feedback by the end of the week, and be sure that we will be touching base with you again, Stephen, just to get some perspective as to how this might shift the optimism and investment in South Africa. But maybe let's wrap up on that, you know, our removal from the grey list as an outcome that could happen. What kind of potential could this further unlock in terms of investment and confidence in South Africa's economy?
I think it will remove a major obstacle to investment, and it will also reduce the onus on companies doing business with South Africa from doing what we call enhanced due diligence, because we currently fall into a high-risk category. And that high-risk category will certainly remain because corruption levels in the country are higher than they should be, and it's going to take a lot of effort to improve that profile. But with the changes that we've seen in terms of the grey listing, coupled to the recommendations of the Zondo Commission that have already been implemented, we're not just getting off the grey list. We actually are, as a country, making it more difficult for corrupt actors to carry on with their corrupt deeds with impunity. And hopefully, through the process, we've strengthened the arm of the authorities. Building skills, building capacity is going to be an ongoing challenge. And unfortunately, the United States, which used to be a major player, training prosecutors, training investigators, they've taken a step backwards with the Trump administration and this pause on FCPA, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Enforcement. But hopefully, this is just a temporary aberration and that things get back to normal. But I'm certainly very, very happy and confident that South Africa is now in a better place than it was 2.5 years ago before the grey listing. We've made the necessary changes, and without something as drastic as the grey listing, we may never have seen changes of this type that we've seen.
Yep. Sometimes you do need to experience the dips before you make your way up again. Stephen, thank you again for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you, Kukuletu. Thank you, listeners. Good evening.
Stephen Powell is the head of forensics at ENS Africa. The outcome of the Financial Action Task Force decision regarding South Africa's removal, potential removal, which is in favorable sitting from the grey list, will be announced by the end of this week. So it's one that we'll update you on next week here on Kaya Biz.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.